Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you and joining me now on the phone line. He's been on a couple of times now. We're so happy to have him when he visits us here in Chattanooga. And today drops his brand new Netflix special called Wet Heat. I'd like to welcome back comedian Dusty Slay. How are we doing, Dusty?
All right. You know we're having a good time.
Absolutely.
I'm pumped to be here. Pumped to be talking to you. I mean, you're in Chattanooga. I filmed the special in Chattanooga. I love the city of Chattanooga. And I'm so happy that this special got filmed there and now it's on Netflix.
Yes, we are super excited to see it. And it just dropped today, which is super exciting. It's called Wet Heat. So make sure everybody listening, when you get home, you can go out there and check it out. This is actually your second Netflix special. You have Working Man that's up there as well. And you've been pretty busy these last couple of years, Dusty. I've been counting back. This is your fifth time on our show. We were talking way back 5 years ago when it was talking about the Comedy Catch and you're doing stuff there. Then you came back a few times for the Walker Theater. Now you're recording your special in the beginning of the year and back at it again now so we can watch it. What's been the rapid creative output these last couple of years? How's the ride been, basically?
Well, comedy's great. I love comedy. I mean, I put out Wet Heat, and now I've already got a new hour that I'm doing, wow. And I feel good. I mean, it's just good. Like, it's like with comedy, you have to record your jokes so you can move on to other jokes. That's how you keep the creativity flowing.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, man, I love coming to Chattanooga. I mean, I actually just came down and took my family to the aquarium
Not
long ago. I got two kids, sure. And I love it there. I think it's beautiful. I got a little land in McMinnville, which is just an hour or so outside of Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the area, love the mountains, beautiful there. And, I just think being in Tennessee in general is I think it's a good creative spot. There's something about it that just keeps the creativity flowing.
Absolutely. And like you said, yeah, you filmed the special here. Remember we talked back in the beginning of the year talking about how you were going to record the special here in Chattanooga, Walker Theater. It was a sold out crowd. It was just an amazing time. I was at the show. We had a great time, as we always say, or a good time. And I can only assume that was kind of led to that decision of making it here in the Scenic City was because you enjoy it so much and Tennessee's home.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing the Comedy Catch for years, and those are hot shows. I mean, I love that club, and so it just, it just felt right to film it here. And, you know, I filmed Working Man in Knoxville. I live in Tennessee. I'm just like, why would I not give the love to my current home state, right? I grew up in Alabama, but Tennessee's been my home state for 10 years. And, why not give the love to Tennessee?
No, we love to see it. We love it when you come by. And, yes, I know that you did your after party over at the after the special was filmed. You did your after party over at the Comedy Catch. So I know you have close connections with them still. And then, of course, the beautiful Walker Theater. So we're super excited to see Wet Heat. What can audiences expect when they watch it, Dusty? Those who haven't watched it yet, I know it just dropped today. What can we expect?
Well, it's like, you know, you hate to say a lot of the same stuff because it sounds like, oh, you're not doing nothing different. But I mean, in the sense of the same style of comedy that you enjoy, it's that. I mean, but it's new jokes. I think Wet Heat is better than Working Man.
Okay.
I love Working Man. I think it's good, but I think Wet Heat's better. I like my stories better. I like my jokes. I don't know. I just, the longer I do comedy, the more comfortable and confident I get. And I also like the style that this one was shot in. You know, it's a little different than what we did with Working Man. And I'm just pumped about it. I think you can expect to just laugh the whole time, not be offended, not have to worry about it being dirty. It's like I always say my comedy's not for kids. But, you know, it's also not dirty.
Right.
You know?
Right. In fact, the last time that you were on, you were mentioning that you like having comedy to be able to listen to in the car with the kids. It's not going to offend anybody.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt anybody. It's fun, but it's wholesome humor, and it can be taken in by everybody. Nobody's going to be upset about it.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what I want. It's like, to me, it's like, it's not necessarily about offending people. It's about, you know, I just want people to enjoy themselves. I don't want them to be taken out of the comedy because there's something that they're like, oh, I didn't like that. You know, I just want you to stay in it, stay in the moment, and enjoy yourself.
Well, we're going to check it out again. That's Wet Heat. It's on Netflix now. You can go to Netflix and watch it. Make sure you check out Working Man 2. Also, a couple things that Dusty Slay is involved in all on Netflix. And you can go. And if you'd like to see him live, he is going to be in Huntsville, Alabama on August 8th. He's going to be back in Atlanta on August 9th. Those are probably the closest shows. You're still continuing on with the Night Shift tour. Like you said, you got a new hour that you're working on. How has it been so far? You've been on this tour for a little bit now.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, for me, it's just always ongoing. You know, I'm just always on tour, sort of. You know,
right,
it's like,
right.
It's just my job, and so I'm just out here doing it. And my jokes have, you know, I've been doing the Night Shift tour for a while, but the jokes are changing all the time. So
excellent.
Just because it's not like music, you know, like when
sure.
you're touring your album, you're like basically doing the same song. It's always changing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So even if you've seen you recently, come back again because there's always something new.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I mean, some people, I've had people come, when I'm doing clubs, they'll come to multiple shows in a weekend. And even if I'm doing the same jokes, they go, it's still funny.
Yeah.
And there is, you know, it changes. There's always some uniqueness to each joke, even if it's the same joke.
Definitely. We're going to post up all of the tour dates so people can check that out, and they can go and purchase their tickets. And then they'll be all at hits96.com. Plus, you'll be able to check out the trailer for Wet Heat. And again, go to Netflix now. It's available. Make sure you stream it. Dusty, like I've said, we've had you on a couple of times now. And one thing that we haven't been able to do with you just because of time, and we do have a couple of minutes here, we play a game called Satchel of Questions. You're a guy that can give a good take on something. So I thought it'd be kind of fun, if you don't mind. I'm going to ask you three random questions from my satchel here. It could be random would you rather. It's just kind of random topics. And I just want you to kind of give us a rapid fire, kind of a first take on the question. Can you do that?
Okay,
All right, here we go. All right, first question. If you could have any animal, real or mythical, as a sidekick while on tour, Dusty Slay, what would it be and why? If you could have an animal sidekick.
Well, you got to go dragon, right? Anything... Because there's some debate if a dragon is actually mythical or not, but
sure.
they can fly and they can breathe fire. It's like, why would I not want that as a sidekick?
Yeah.
I could get to my shows faster. I could cook food on the road just by the fire breathing dragon.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Probably cut back on the heckling a little bit, make people in check.
Yeah. Yeah. It's dragon all the way.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Let's get to our next question here. If you had to choose a theme song that played every single time you entered a room, in fact, you might even have one when you do your shows, what song would you choose to be your theme? I know it's a
tough one. I like to play, my intro song is Georgia on a Fast Train by Billy Joe Shaver.
Okay.
Right, because it's a rockin' country song, but it's not, you know, you don't want to go too cool, right? If it's too cool, you walk in the room, they're like, who does this guy think he is? But, you know, and also there's Southern Nights. That's
okay.
A good one, too.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Glenn Campbell.
There
that's
it is.
It.
Excellent. All right. You're doing excellent with these. Two more for you. What's the most bizarre or unexpected gift that you've ever received from a fan? Has that ever happened?
I don't know that things are too bizarre, but I mean,
okay. So
I had someone stitch me a blanket for my kids that I liked. I've had them stitch clothing for the kids. I've received baked goods that I ate. And then the club goes, oh, I've never seen any of the comics eat the food that people bring them. And I go, oh, I don't know. I always eat it.
Okay.
Somebody gave me a bag of mushrooms one time, which
oh.
I did not eat.
Right.
So that could be a bizarre one. I was like, I don't know if I want drugs from you, but, I mean, I appreciate it, but
sure.
I'm okay.
All right. That satisfies that one. That's great. One final question for you, Dusty. Again, thank you. Make sure you go check out Wet Heat. It is on Netflix now. It is available. It's the second special. And check out all of the Night Shift tour dates on our website, hits96.com.
Yeah.
All right. This is a little more serious, Dusty. Here we go. If you could instantly master any obscure skill, other than comedy, of course, we'll leave that out. But if you could instantly master a skill, what would it be?
I think it would be carpentry.
Carpentry,
because then I could just build. I don't know if that's obscure, but
works.
Carpentry, electrician, or plumbing. Any of those skills, I would love. I mean, I can do a little bit
sure.
of all of them,
sure.
but I would love to be able to do that stuff. And then I could just build whatever I wanted.
There you go. There you go. I love it. Great answer right there from Dusty Slay. Wet Heat, available now on Netflix. Final question, Dusty, when it comes back to it, just to go full circle. When people start to sit down at their homes and they start to watch Wet Heat, or maybe they're going out to see you on tour, what do you ultimately hope people take from your comedy show? What do you want from the message to be from your comedy?
I just hope they go, man, that guy's funny, and I'd like to see more from that guy. And then go watch Working Man, go watch an hour that I have on YouTube.
Yep.
And I also have a weekly podcast called the We're Having a Good Time podcast. And I just hope that they go, I enjoy this person. This person makes me happy and makes me forget about any problems that I have and helps me to have a good time.
Awesome. Excellent answer. I think that's a mission accomplished, and we appreciate you doing that, Dusty. Thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on all the success, and we'll talk to you the next time around, okay?
Thank you very much.